Haley, 10 yards for the spotted call. Still third down.
So, Sarah, first down, then some from Clark Brady. It's a third down, 9 yards to go from the 13-yard line of their own territory. Clark Brady in the shotgun, Ryan Lefke, I do believe that is to his left. Man in motion. Clark Brady on the keeper, around the left end, has room to run again, across the 15, down to the 17, but still a swarm of Panthers stop him in his tracks. And according to that goal, number 3, Isaiah Rosales, was tackling him, man.
You're welcome, Mr. Rosales, because there was a whole team of Panthers there to make the tackle.
Yeah, for the first time, Doug had an easy job there, and couldn't pick anyone on the roster.
We would agree with him there, I think. Of course, it is a pretty big roster, if you look at it.
Fourth down, 6 yards to go for the Hatchets, minute 15 left, and they're going to be going for it. They're at their own 16-yard line. Two on each right, same formation, we've seen the majority of the second half. Clark Brady in the shotgun, Valesky to his left. And it's going to be a handoff to Valesky, trying to find that lead blocker. He has the first down, across the 25, seven, excuse me, 30. He's to the 35, to the 40, to the 45. That's back in the midfield. And lowers the shoulder of the 45 and drags the defender all the way down to the 43-yard line. Finally stopped by number 82, Colin Hendricks, and a big gain on a fourth down conversion for the Hatchets, now in the Bell territory.
Now, Ryan Haleski finally enjoying a little bit of space to run in. Boy, is he good in open space, Clark, because he makes the guy miss. He runs another guy over before it takes a third guy to finally bring him down. An exciting run there for Ryan Haleski.
Started the 17-yard line, now there's a 43-yard line of the first and 10 right to left crosser radio. Less than a minute to play. A complete pass to number 7. That's Jared Subject. Completing out to the 36-yard line. Brought down by the Novell secondary. It was good enough for a 7-yard gain. Second down, 3 yards to go, 24 seconds remaining in regulation.
And a quick 6-yard curl route by number 7, Subject. Clark Brady delivers it on the money.
Okay, screen pass out to the near sideline, intended for number 23. Bailey Ivey falls incomplete, stops the clock with 16 seconds left. 41-7, Novell leading Bad Eggs.
Yeah, that throw just a little bit overthrown and out of the reach of Bailey Ivey.
So both teams regroup. 41-7. That X trying to tack on just a few more points before the final buzzer. Two wide each way. Brady in the shotgun, rolling to his left, looking to pass. Lets it fly downfield. This one is overthrown and it would have been caught out of bounds. Uncatchable, his pass was intended for number 23, Bailey Iden, brings up now fourth down, a long 3 to go.
Yeah, Clark Brady delivers a strike, and it was on target. The only problem is by the time the ball got there, even if the catch would have been made, he would have come down out of bounds anyways.
Made just a short while ago in the third quarter, Bannock said 0 yards of offense tonight. Suddenly they're at 126 yards, starting to get some things rolling here late in this action.
Yeah, Clark Brady, a couple of nice completions and a big run from Haleski.
And Brady throws it downfield on fourth down. It's actually intercepted at the 7-yard line by number 9, Kevin Jacob Ruby, the defensive back for Novell, also the starting quarterback. And with that, we have our final score of Sagan Novell 41, Bad Axe 7 on the WLEW Sports Network. We'll be back in 1 minute with your post-game coverage.
The forensic analyst searched for the clue that would lead her to the arsonist. Traces of starch all around the wreckage of the house. Suddenly, all the pieces came together. The fire was started by
an over-microwaved potato?
But the scorched house was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Hot potato, July 25th, 2015. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hi, this is Bob Benzinger for Farmers Insurance Bad Axe. Get a free, no-obligation quote from me, which could save you hundreds of dollars. Let me help you with home, auto, life, and business insurance. Call me today at 989-269-8037.
Stock up and save with Thumb Industries Thrift Store Summer Clearance Sale. 95% off summer clearance fashion starting Tuesday, September 6th. Including summer clothing, belts, hats, and scarves. While taking advantage of our summer clearance, be sure to check out our new fall fashions. Halloween costumes, and great Halloween and fall decor. New items arrive daily. Help us get ready for fall. Stop in today and take advantage of 95% off summer clearance. Thumb Industries Thrift Store, the thrift store with a whole lot more.
Catch, the extra point was good, 27-0 second on Novell. And Sprague shortly after that, actually started the fourth quarter, he had a 2-yard touchdown run, the extra point good again, 34-0 second on Novell. And then Vadek finds the scoreboard as Bailey Island catches a 25-yard touchdown pass. The extra point was good, 34-7 second on Novell leads Vadek. And then with 3 minutes to go in the game, Rosales missed an 18-yard touchdown run on the first play of the drive. The extra point good again, and that would be the final second on Novell leads and defeats Vadek Hatchet 41-7.
Let me take a look at the team record and total offense for both teams. Second Novell ended up with 375 yards of offense. 300 of that came from the rushing game, 75 in the passing. So the Vadek Hatchet's 126 yards total, 56 rushing, 70 passing. And when you take a look at it, Justin Kalagowski with 111 yards on a night off of 15 carries, averaging over 7 yards a carry and one score. Tate Prospect, 7 carries for 81 yards and 2 scores, also as quarterback by the end there. And Isaiah Rosales, 2 carries for 35 yards and 1 touchdown. For the Vadek Hatchets, they were led by Ryan Pulaski with 10 carries for 66 yards, mostly in part because of a 40-yard run in his last touch of the night. And beyond that, Ryan Winter had 2 carries for 14 yards, Clark Brady 6 carries for 4 yards. Clark Brady was 3 for 8 from passing for 55 yards and 1 score, which was a 25-yard reception to Bailey Iden, the only score of the night for the Hatchets.
Yeah, not much to talk about for the Vadek offense. They were completely shut down by the Novell defense. I have a couple of stats that might be a surprise to hear. Clark, actually, Vadek's led time of possession 55% of the time they had the football, and Vadek's the second on Novell. Both had 15 first downs on the game.
Really?
That is correct.
Very conversions, though. That's the key.
Well, on third down, second on Novell was 6-11, so roughly 55% of the time they got the first down. On third down, Vadek was 3 of 15, 20% of the time, and Saginaw and Novell on fourth down, they got it 2 out of 3 times. Vadek just 2 out of 4.
Dave, what were your takeaways from tonight?
Absolute domination by Saginaw and Novell. They completely rebounded from their first week. Apparently, they are better than what they appeared last week. All that tells us that new logo, it must be really, really good. And on the other side of things, that must and absolutely has to tell you how big of a struggle Hubbard Beach is having on defense as well. Because for them to give up 34 points and then come back for a game like this, it just makes you wonder if Hubbard Beach's defense and team is not as good as what they appeared in week one as well.
Well, of course, Hubbard Beach lost to Peterson.
They gave up another 39 or 40 points as well.
Let's take us through those scores that we have.
What we had is a final in Beaverton. They beat Hubbard Beach 39-22. Ugly held off Cass City 21-16 in a good game there, and the Lakers defeated Sandusky. Sandusky scored first in that game, 8-0, and then 43 straight points by Lakers as they win 43-8. The interesting game of the evening, Vassar Brown City tied 14 in the second quarter, game postponed. Apparently no power in Brown City, just like we don't have internet in Vadek. USA was leading Marlette big, 32-6 last we had heard, and then obviously our game here in Vadek.
Yeah, the final score actually from Marlette was USA 50-5-0 to Marlette 6. Marlette scored once early in the first quarter, and that was all the scoring for USA. They put up 50 points against the Red Raiders to win a 1-1 in the season. Dave, let's take a look at next week. In week number three, of course, we shift our gears to division, or to eight-man football with the Deckerville Eagles.